Can we start by the Mishnah here on the bottom of Chof Hei Amud Bet? The Mishnah says, Harezu Tmurat Olah Tmurat Shlamim. So this is a Mishnah that's quoted in a number of places that we've seen before, in Machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, Legabei, person who says a statement, how do we dissect the statement that he has said? In Rabbi Meir's position, which is Tfos Lashon Rishon, which means that the first thing that comes out of his mouth, that's the only thing that we pay attention to, we give regard to. And Rabbi Yossi, who says that Af Bigmar Davrav Adam Nitpas, that we look at the entirety of the statement that the person has made, and then we try to work out how we can make that come true. So over here, when he says, Harei Zu Tmurat Olah Tmurat Shlamim, there's a chulin animal standing here. We have a shlamim and an olah. And he tries to exchange the olah and the shlamim onto the single chulin animal. But he does it sequentially. He says, Tmurat Olah, and then Tmurat Shlamim. So Harei Zu Tmurat Olah Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says he's only successful at transferring the olah because Tfos Lashon Rishon. Am Rabbi Yosim, the Kenit Kenvein Tchila. If that's what he intended, his original intent was to move both the Ulan Shlamim onto this Chulin animal. Since a person cannot make two statements simultaneously, must be that he made it sequentially, we keep his word. On the other hand, if he says Tumrat Olah, then im nimlach, he changes his mind, he retracts the statement, Vamar Tumrat Shlamim, Harizu Tumrat Olah. Then he agrees with Rabbi Meir that a retraction of a statement does not work. The only time it works is when you have the two of them being made in a single intent. Then we say that both of them are nitkayim. The animal will be a shlamim and an olah. You have to sell the animal. And with the proceeds, you bring an olah and a shlamim. Half the proceeds to an olah, half the proceeds to a shlamim. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, v'Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol modim, everybody agrees, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, ba'omer. If he says, t'chol zu, va'achar kach t'chol zu, first this should take effect. Then this should take effect. Divrei hakol tfos lashon rishon. Then we say that the first lashon is tofes, because the second lashon is not meaningful. He's not trying to have them happen simultaneously. He's saying it sequentially. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, he's making a statement that first this should take effect. Then only then should the other thing take effect. In that instance, we say tfos lashon rishon. Lo tachol zu, elim kein achalta zu. This should not take effect except or unless the other takes effect. Tarveo kodshe. Both of them are kadosh, meaning that it's a tnai, it's a condition. In the original statement was, this should only take effect if the other takes effect, meaning that they should take effect simultaneously. Over there, even Rabbi Meir will agree that they both take effect because he premised his first statement on the accomplishment of the second statement. Lo nechloku. So where is the machlok between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? El kagon mishnatenu. Our Mishnah is the case in which they argue, Damar Tumrat Olah, Tumrat Shlamim. But he makes a statement, two statements of intent, one after the other. The Rabbi Meir Savar, Medahavale, the Meimar, he had another option. He could have said, Tumrat Olah, Vishlamim. Why did he put the word Tumrah in there twice? Since that, he said, Vamar Tumrat Olah, Tumrat Shlamim. Since he added an extra word Tumrah, Havile Kilmer, Tachuzu, Vachakak Tachuzu. It's the equivalent of saying, this should take effect, and the other should take effect. If he really wanted them to take effect simultaneously, he would have said, Tmurat Olah Vishlamim. The fact that he didn't shows us already, that is, first statement's the only one that matters here. Biosi Savar, Iyamar Tmurat Olah Ushlamim. Had he made that statement, Hava Mina Kedushat Dosha Vein Krena Kreva, I would have thought that would have made it Kadosh, but it couldn't go on the Mizbeach. Instead, he says, Tmurat Olah Utmurat Shlamim, that will allow it to go onto the Mizbeach, Kamash Malan, his Lishonot are both tofes. Now, truthfully, in neither case will it go on the Mizbeach. But this person has a mistaken notion that if he says Tmurat Olah Ushlamim, then it won't end up on the Mizbeach. Then he'll have to sell it and he'll divide it up. It won't go on the Mizbeach because you can't put half an animal on the Mizbeach. But he thinks, if I say Tmurat Olah Utmurat Shlamim, then it will end up on the Mizbeach. Somehow we'll get it on the Mizbeach. It'll be an Olah and a Shlamim. Whatever his intent is, that's what he thinks. So he changed the Lashon not because he thought, oh, if I do it that way, then it'll be simultaneous, and this way it'll be sequential, but rather because he had a mistaken notion about how Kedusha works. So there, for that reason, he switched from Tmurat Olah Ushlamim to Tmurat Olah Tmurat Shlamim. And because of that, we're not going to penalize him and say it doesn't work. No, it does work. Apik Mar Derav and Amnit Pas, and therefore it is both a Olah Ushlamim. Obviously, it can't go on the Mizbeach, so we'll have to sell it, half the proceeds to an Olah, half the proceeds to a Shlamim. So the argument is about our Lashon and our Mishnah, which is when it's a Arei Tzru Tumrat Olah, Tumrat Shlamim, what does that look more like? Does that look like the case of tchuzu v'achakach tchuzu, that this should take effect, and then only other things should take effect afterwards? That's what Rabbi Meir says. And therefore, it does not work. Only the first thing takes effect. For Rabbi Yossi, it's the equivalent of saying that this shouldn't take effect unless the other one should take effect. Their argument is about what are the alternatives. The alternative to Marat Olah Shlemim, is that a real alternative? Rabbi Meir says, yes, it's a real alternative. Rabbi Yossi says, it's not a real alternative because the person might mistakenly think that it won't work the way he wants if he says, Tumrat Olah Ushlamim. Therefore, he says, Tumrat Olah, Tumrat Shlamim, because he thinks that way it will work the way he wants. Tanrabanan, Haomer, Behemazu, Chetia Tumrat Olah, Bechetia Tumrat Shlamim. Says, this animal will be, half of it will be a Tumrat Olah, and half of it will be a Tumrat Shlamim. Kula Tikrav Olah, Tib Rabbi Meir. Everything, it goes on, the Mizbeach is an Olah completely, Dib Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, the Shitato, that it says, Tfos Lashon Vishon. Since he made half of it already into Tumrat Olah, and we know the principle by Kodoshim, we've been investigating this a number of times, we saw this in Arachin, Bechorot, that once you're Magdish, an animal with any Aver, Shaneshamat Luyaba, the Kedushat HaGuf spreads to the entire animal. So as soon as he says, Chetzia, Tumrat Olah, half of it is a Tumrat Olah, it automatically spreads to the entirety of the animal, and the whole thing becomes Tumrat Olah. Then when he makes a statement, Chetzia, Tumrat Shlamim, it's not meaningful anymore. It doesn't have any bearing. So that's Rabbi Meir, Shitav HaChamim, Arim, Tireah, Shistis, Da'ev. It'll go out until it gets a moon, let it graze until it gets a moon, B'ti Macher, sell it, Ve'i, B'dimei, Chetzia, Tumrat Olah. With half the proceeds, you bring an Olah, B'dimei, Chetzia, Tumrat Shlamim. And half the proceeds, you bring a Shlamim. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Im Nakach, Nitkavein, Mitchila. This is what he intended originally. Ho'eo, V'yav Shalotzi, Shnei Shemot, Ke'achat. Since it's impossible to say the two of them simultaneously, Dvarav, Kayamim. Says Rabbi Yossi, Haine Rabbona. Rabbi Yossi is saying the same thing as Rabbanan. Mar says, Kula, Rabbi Yossi, Ketani Lo. Rabbi Yossi is the Shita, the Chachamim. He's just explaining the reason behind it, just like he did in our Mishnah. Why is it that Afu Gmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas? It's because it's impossible for him to make the statement simultaneously. Therefore, he makes it sequentially. But if his intent up front is to say both statements, then we take that into consideration as if he's made a single statement about this animal. Tanyu Yidoch. You have another braita. Beima Chetzia Ula V'Chetzia Chatat. This animal will be half an olah, half a chatat. Tikrav olah divrei Rabbi Meir. With Rabbi Meir, it's an olah again. Fos lashon rishon. His first statement is the only one that's effective. He first said it would be an olah, and therefore it's an olah divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Meir tamut. It's put to death because it's basically a chatat. I'll call it shenit kapru ba'aleha. That its balim already have kapara. Truth is that he didn't need kapara at all. He wasn't chayv in a chatat whatsoever. Rashi points out over here, it's a case iu lo haya mechuyav chatat. Since he's not chayev achat, he'll kach tamut.
What happens if someone doesn't have an avera at all?
So that's also, it sounds like it'd be lamut, according to Rashi, yeah.
What's the chidush when we say chetzia olah, chetzia chatat? Even if the whole thing is chatat, he doesn't have an avera.
So now, if you look in Tosafot, Tosafot says, Rabbi Yossi Omer tamut, he brings down Perush Rashi, Dabi gmar dvaram adam nitpas, v'yu enu mechuyab chatat, he's not chayev achat, he'll kach tamut. Never dies v'kasha. Hechi chayla kedushat chatat ala kalal. How is there any kishat chatat at all? Amar b'darim dafilo amar al behema arei zu chatat. Your question, David. Person says, this is a chatat. Im enu mechuyav chatat lo amar klom. If you're not chayiv a chatat, it's not effective whatsoever. Fikach peyushri, dahalcha mairi, damar fechetzia tzmurat chatat. He didn't say that half of it is a chatat, rather half of it is a tzmurat chatat. Tzmurat chatat is one of the five chataot that are metot. And the reason it's tamut here is not because it's a chatat plain, it's because it's a tzmurat chatat. And that's what it says in Tosefta Behemazu Chetziazu Tachat Olah Bechetziazu Tachat Chatat Tikrav Olah Rabbi Yossi Meir Tamut. So he quotes the Tosefta which supports such an understanding that we're talking about a Tumrat Chatat over here, not a regular Chatat. So David, that will explain the difference or why over here it's a special case because it's Tumrat Chatat, not a Chatat Lagami. B'Shavin, and everybody agrees, Be'omer Chetziah Chatat Bechetziah Olah Shetamut, that it put to death. So because it says Chetziah Chatat, he said Chatat first. Since he said chatat first, Rabbi Meir will agree, tfos lashon rishon, the chatat is effective, and that's why it's put to death. So when I say shavin, they both agree, so who are you saying agrees? Rabbi Yossi clearly says that, because he says that already in the Tosefta itself. So it's Rabbi Meir that's going to agree over here. Pshita, why would you think otherwise? Rabbi Meir holds tfos lashon rishon. Over here where he mentioned chatat first, of course he's going to go to mita, because Rabbi Meir says tfos lashon rishon. Your first language always takes effect. And here he mentioned chatat before Allah. In the first case, he mentioned Olah, then Chatat. In this case, he mentioned Chatat, and then Olah. So according to Rabbi Meir, he's going to agree that it's Lamita Aksha, because it's he mentioned Chatat. According to Rabbi Meir, it's only a Chatat over here. There's nothing else. So Pshita, Maru Teima, Yilav, Deshmin, and Hava, Amina, Taimadu, Rabbi Meir, Lamishum, Tfos, Loshin, Rishon. I would have thought the reasoning behind Rabbi Meir's position is not because go after the first thing a person says. Elohainu taima, chatat mi'urevet kreva. That a chatat that is mixed in gets put on the mizveach. Vafilu ki amar chetzi chatat, v'adar mar chetzi olah kreva. That even if it said half chatat, half olah, you would put it on the mizbeach. Kamash v'lan delo. That's not his reasoning. Had we believed that a chatat mi'urevet, if you have two kedushot that are mixed together, even though both of them take effect, we put it on the mizbeach, because since there's something that is ra'ui the mizbeach, the olah, which is ra'ui the mizbeach, chatat may not be ra'ui the mizbeach, but there's a kedushat olah here also. So I'll just focus on the thing that is ra'ui the mizbeach. So that's why Rabbi Meir's position is, even when you say the olah, then chatat, why do I put it on the olah? Not because the chatat doesn't take effect, it does take effect, but since there's an olah mixed in here, you can put it on the mizbeach. In that case, if I reverse the language and said chatat, then olah would be the same thing. You'd also be allowed to put on the mizbeach. So the Kamash Shalom comes to show me that Rabbi Meir's position is not premised on that. What is it premised on? Tfos Lashon Rishon. Go after the first statement he makes. Therefore, if he says olah first and then chatat, it goes on the mizbeach. If he says chatat and then olah, chatat goes the mita. Either going to Rashi because you're not chayav in a chatat, or going to Tosavot because we're talking about a tumrat chatat over here. All right, Tani Yidach, another brayta. Amar beimazu chetzia olah vechetzia shlamim. Half of it is an olah, half of it is a shlamim. Kedosha ve'in kreva. It's kadosh, but it doesn't go on the mizbeach. Ose tmura. It can create tmura. Utmura toki yotzebo. And its tmura is the same as the original. Mani. Who is this? Rabbi Yossi. Of course it's Rabbi Yossi. Who else could it be? If it was Rabbi Meir, there'd be nothing to speak about. It would be tfos lashon rishon. It would have been an olah. So there would be nothing to speak about in terms of shlamim. The fact that it is kedosha ve'in a kreva, meaning that it's a half olah, half shlamim, indicates that it is Rabbi Yossi who's speaking here. And Tmuratoki Yotzibo. So the Gemara says, if it's Rabbi Yossi Pshita, the Kedosha Ve'ena Kreva. That's obvious, because according to Rabbi Yossi, your Tofeis, Afbigmar Devrava Dam Nitpas. Look at the entirety of the statement of the individual over here. He wanted to make an Olah Shlamim, so it's both. It's affected at it being both. You have to sell it and use the proceeds, half for Olah, half for Shlamim. It itself can't go on the Mizbeach, because you can't put a half Olah, half Shlamim onto the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Tmurata Yitzrichale. We need a statement about the Tumra, that the Tumra is identical to the original. I would have thought, Nihi, Dihi, Lo, Karva. It itself goes on the Mizbeach. Tumurata, Tikrav. That its Tumra should end up in the Mizbeach. Mashmalon, that it's not this way. Maishnahi, De Lo, Karva. Tavila, Kedusha, Dichuya. The reason it doesn't go on the Mizbeach is because it's a Kedusha, Dichuya. Because you can't effectively put on an Olan, Shlomim, Mizbeach. Tumurata, Nami, Mikoach, Kedusha, Dichuya, Katya. The derivative kedusha can only be as good as the original. If the original is duchuya, it's not going to go on the mizbeach because you have to sell it and then split the proceeds. So too, the tmura can't go on the mizbeach. It can't be better than the original. And since the tmura can't be better than the original, the tmura also does not end up on the mizbeach. Right, so Tosfot says, Im tomar echesach adat cholomar, kach tuchashiv tfura tfei mi hayidatim achmatei. So Tosfot says, how could you think that the tmura should be any better then the original? That's what I was gonna answer you, that he, in making the tmura, does not say, I want the tmura to be the original. He once says, I want this animal to be tmura, the shlamim piece of it. I want this animal to be tachat the tmura, the olah piece of it. So he doesn't try to make an identical animal to this. He takes a portion. He says, the portion that's a shlamim, I want to transfer onto this animal. The portion that's an olah, I want to transfer over here. So the new animal would have been a full-fledged olah, full-fledged shlamim. Kamash Shalom, since the original, the half olah, or the half shlamim is duchuya, even when you make it into an entire shlamim, or entire olah, the tmura, that's not good enough. It remains kedushat duchuya, and it cannot go on the mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Beima shel shnei shutafim, if an animal that's owned by two partners, dish chetzia shelo, is magdish, his half of it, and then he goes and he buys the other half back from his partner, Vigdisha. So then he Magdish that. So he had Magdish whatever he owned until now. Then he buys in the other half and he's Magdish the remainder now because he owns the whole animal. Kedosha ve'ena kreva. Number one, it's Kadosh, but it can't go on the Mizbeach. Number two, Voset Tmura. It makes Tmura u'tmurata k'yotzeba. The Tmura that it creates is identical to it. It's the same statement that we made in the previous with Rabbi Yossi, but here it's Rabbi Yochanan making the statement. You can learn from this three things. Number one, Shema mina kedushat damim nidche. That when something is kedushat damim, it causes dichui. So over here, in this instance, when he's makdish the first half of the animal, the first half of the animal cannot be kedushat aguf, because you can't bring half an animal on the mizbeach. Now, if it was all his animal and he owned the whole thing and he made half of it kedushat haguf, it would spread to the entire animal, and then he could have brought it on the mizbeach. But since he only owns half, he doesn't have a right to be makdish the other half. Since he doesn't have a right to makdish the other half, the only thing this is kadosh for when he's makdish his half of the animal is kedushat damim. Now that kedushat damim, once you made it into kedushat damim, can never become kedushat haguf afterwards. That causes dichui. Because since he was makdish it at a time that it was not ra'oi to have kedushat haguf, and he made it into kedushat damim, it's the choy, it pushes it off the mizbeach permanently. That's number one. Shema mina, number two, balei chayim nidachim. Live animals can be nidach. It's machlokas in the Gemara and Yoma. We actually saw this with regards to the Shnei Seirim, the machlok between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, with regards to the Shnei Seirim, which one of the replacement Seirim goes on the mizbeach. Their machlokas revolved around whether balei chayim nidachim. If an animal is alive, can it be nidach me'ala mizbeach? As long as it's alive, maybe it cannot be nidach ala mizbeach. It's only once it's checked it, when something's happened to the animal after it's dead, can you say that it's nidach. But while it's alive, it can never be nidach ala mizbeach. We saw that machloket in Yoma, between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Over here, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, balei chayim are nidachim. Even while the animal's still alive, it can lose its status to be put on the mizbeach or placed on the mizbeach. Ushma mina. Third, ushma mina is dichui mikara avid dichui. It's also a machloket whether dichui only works when it's near et. Had it at some point been valid for the mizbeach, then you can be pushing it off the mizbeach and it cannot return. But if it was never valid for the mizbeach, then there's no dichui. Until it becomes valid for the mizbeach, you can't push it off the mizbeach. In this instance, it was never valid for the mizbeach. When he started out, it was a half an animal that couldn't have gotten on the mizbeach. So to say it's dichui because it's only half an animal, maybe it was never ra'ui the mizbeach, therefore it's not nidach. The answer is, it doesn't matter. Dichui meikara, dichui from the step one. If you make a dichui, that is effective. The Sefot over here discusses what's the difference between dichui damim and dichui meikara. Because basically dichui meikara automatically is kedushat damim. Because if it's not kedushat haguf, it is kedushat damim. So Tosafot comes up with a case where you can have a kedushat haguf. That is dichui meikara, that's not dichui damim. So you have to come up with a case where you can separate those two items. Usually they come together. Which is that it's dichui meikara, it will be kedushat damim. Tosafot comes up with a scenario where you could separate them. So those are the three things we learn out of Rabbi Yochanan's position. The number one is that dichui meikara have a dichui, even though it was never really in the mizbeach, we can push it off the mizbeach permanently. Number two is, if it's kedushat damim, because over here when he's makdish half of it, it was not kedushat haguf, but kedushat damim, that could also push it off the mizbeach. Number three is that even though it's a live animal, it still can be placed, pushed off the mizbeach. I learned that from his statement. I'm Rabbi. Everybody agrees, he says, half of it's an olah, half of it is maser. Everybody agrees that it's an olah, krevan, and ends up on the mizbeach, because you can't be a makdish an animal as a maser. Maser ve'ima only happens when you count them coming out of the corral and you make a kadosh with dushat maser. You can't be makdish an animal to be maser. That's not an effective type of dusha. So over here he said one statement that is effective is makdish de olah. Makdish maser is not an effective statement. So even Rabbi Yossi is going to agree in that case. Even if we take both statements in their entirety, the second statement is meaningless. So everybody agrees that this animal is an olah. But, heichad amar chetziat tmura v'chetziat maser mai. Now, if he says half the animal is a tmura and half the animal is maser, then what do we say? Tmura kreva shekeinu eged b'chol ha-kodeshim. Do we say tmura is more effective? Because tmurat chetzia is also problematic. Because as Rashi points out, even if he had said chetzia ula v'chetzia tmura, then the tmura would not be chal, because we're talking about a case where there's no other animal around over here. There is no tmura becoming effective because there's no animal that's kadosh that he's trying to create the tmura from. So we're dealing here with two statements that are ineffective. The statement of the tmura, which is ineffective because there's no animal that's kadosh. The statement of maaser, which is ineffective because there's no counting that's going on in order to be makdish this animal to maaser be'ema. So over here where he says two, in a sense, ineffective statements, because he said chetziah maser, which is ineffective, and chetziah tmura, what is the status with this tmura now? It's not like he said olah, where olah for sure goes on the mizbeach and for sure be effective. Over here he's saying that it is chetziah is tmura, that it's going to be an exchange. So ma, tmura kreva shekeinu eged b'chol ha-kodeshim. We're going to make it into a full-fledged tmura and say it goes on the mizbeach because tmura is more chamur because it affects all kodeshim. Odelma maser krova shekein makdish lefanav l'acharav. Maybe maser is more chamur, is more effective because maser not only affects the 10th, it affects the 9th and 11th. So maybe that should take effect here, and then this animal will not end up on the zvech. Teku, we don't know which one is more effective in this case when they're both subpar statements. I mean, that why is this a statement at all? Right, so Tosfot asks your question here. Kasha. Tafilim kula maser in bedarav klum. Even if his whole statement is maser, there's nothing to it. So then what does it matter now that it's half maser? And number two is, what my oduma maser kreva. Now, I read it as krova, but the mission means kreva, that it should be put on the mizbeach. Halo kreva, halo kocha, halo b'minyon. Very shriv, demari ba'odam ha-mevir tzono tachad ha-shevet. Talking about someone who's counting animals. V'amar, v'shetetze ha-siri min adir, te'i chetzi ha-ola v'chetzi ha-maser. Saying that it'll be half ola, half maser, divi ha-kol ola. Everybody says that goes as a rak, dushat ha-pesh, ikdisha la-ola, adifa mikdushat maser. The fact that he said with his mouth that this should be kedushat olah supersedes the minyan of maser, and it'll be an olah. Sheni yichol lechol olah val yedei minyan. Once he says it's an olah, the maser will not be affected over it. Vim tomar amai lo amar divrei rab divrei talmei divrei mishomim. That was the answer we gave in yesterday's Gemara, that it's Hashem says the tenth one's maser, you're saying that it's an olah. Why is your statement more effective than Hashem's statement? Esh lomar, hatahatam sharmer b'chorim yitziyat rubo yehe olah. Chalchamay sharmer yitziyat miyuto yehe olah. That when a miyut of it leaves the corral, it's an olah, therefore his statement is affected before the statement of the maser. And then the case where he makes it into tumurah and a maser, over there we have questions about which one's more effective. By Ola, it's clear to us that the Ola supersedes the Maser. Just like in the beginning of this parak, we said that Ola overrides Bechor. Shlamim cannot override Bechor, but Ola can override Bechor. So it's clear when he made it into an Ola, full-fledged Ola, it overrides the Maser. Our question is, when he says it's Tumura, can that override the Maser or not override the Maser? Tumura, is it more effective than Maser, and therefore it overrides the Maser or not? Or Maser is more effective because it's Makdish before and after, therefore it supersedes. Which supersedes? That we leave as a Teiku. That'll answer your question, Svi. What's Maser got to do with here? If it's not effective at all, why is it effective when he says Chetzia? So the answer is that it's a case where he's doing it in the process of counting. When he does it in the process of counting, therefore there is an effectiveness of the Maser. According to Rashi, it's much more difficult. Rashi is saying that you're saying it's a tmura, half maser, which are both ineffective statements, then maybe you have to say that it takes on properties of maser, he's makdishit l'shlamim, to be like maser. I don't exactly know what that means, but whatever that means, you'll have to say that it takes effect for that according to Rashi. Alright, Mishnah. Harezu, tachadzu, tmurat zu, chalifat zu, harezu tmura. The shanot of tmura are, if you say, this is called an exchange, this instead of this, or you say this tmurat zu, or you say zu chalifat zu. So any of those statements are replacements, one taking over the other. Those are all effective tmurah statements. Zu michulelet al zu, ain't zu tmurah. If you say this is michulelet on zu, that's a lashon pidyon, that's a lashon of redemption, not a lashon of tmurah. Vimaya hekdesh bamum. If it was the hekdesh was bamum, you'd say luchulin. That statement is effective in taking it away from chulin, but tzarech lasot tamim. You have to make sure that the new animal is worth enough to take the dusha off the first animal onto the new animal. So you have to make sure that you got the right amount of money here. But other than that, that'll be mechulelet. It works. Because hekdesh with a mum in it, you have to redeem it. So you'll be effective in redeeming it. Lememra from the Yerub, our Mishnah would conclude that tachat lishne dat pusehu. The lashon of tachat is a lashon of exchange. It's a lashon of tmuran of exchange. Viraminhi. Kodshei berek abayit. If he's talking about kodshei berek abayit, amar chalifat zu, tmurat zu, lo amar klum. Remember, there is no such thing as tmurah when it comes to kodshei berek abayit. So if he uses a lashon of chalifa or lashon of tmurah, he does nothing. It's ineffective. Tachat zu, mechulelet. Al zu, if he uses tachat or mechulelet, dvarav kayimim, he's effective. Kodshei berek abayit can be redeemed. So if he uses lashonot that are of redemption, they work. Over here, the Braita says that Mechulelet and Tachat are the Shonot of Pidyon, of redemption. So our Mishnah says Tachat is a Lashon of Tmura, and over here the Braita says Tachat is a Lashon of Pidyon. If you think that Tachat is a Lashon of exchange, Maishna Resha u Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between our Mishnah over here and the latter part of the Braita says that it works. Tachat works when it comes to redemption of a Balei Mumim. Amar Abaye, Tachat Mishkach Kla Lishna De Tfuse, Lishna Da Achule. Tachat can function in both ways. Tachat can function as a Lashon of Tmurav exchange. It also can function as a Lashon of Pidyon. Lishna Da Tfuse, we can see that it lurks as an exchange diftiv. Vim Tachta Tamod HaBaheret. If the Baheret is replaced by another Nega, so over there it's clearly replacement. It's replacing the original Baheret. Ta'achule, the Lashon Achule, you find by Yishayahu, Dechtiv, Tachat HaNechoshet Avi Zahav. Instead of nechoshet, there will be zahav. Over there, it's clear that you're removing the nechoshet, the copper, and you're exchanging it for zahav, for gold. I mean, in terms of a redemptive process, not in terms of that this will replace this, it'll be in place of this, but rather, instead of the nechoshet, you will receive zahav. V'hilcha, gabei kodshei mizbeach. When we're talking about kodshei mizbeach, davin tmura. But kodshei mizbeach, tmura is effective. V'shnunei da'at fusehu. Therefore, it's effective in terms of tmura. When you use the word tachat, when you're dealing with kodshei mizbeach, which can create tmura, it is tmura. Gabei kodshei beragabait, de lo avdin tmura. Kodshei beragabait, tmura is not effective there. It doesn't mean anything. Therefore, we're going to assume the word tachat there means lishna da'chulehu. It's a lashon ha'pidyon. Amar Rava. Afilu b'kodshei mizbeach mishkachat la lishna da'chulehu. Sometimes even by kodshei mizbeach, tacha can function as a pidyon. Kagon ayah, hekdesh ba'mom. If it's hekdesh ba'mom, then there is pidyon by kodshei mizbeach, because you do have to redeem it, and therefore tachat will function as pidyon over there. Rabbi Rabasi, afilu ba'mom nami mishkachat la lishna da'chuleh. That even by a ba'mom, we can also find a lishna da'chuleh, a lishna of pidyon. And we have a lashon of exchange. So by ma'mum over here, we're talking about case of ba'mum. Depends what he does. Yadoa kodesh kol havi. Yadoa chol kodesh haba. Depends which one he has his hand on when he says it. If he has his hand on the kodesh, he puts his hand on the kodesh. V'amar zu tachat zu. This is in place of this. Idach tukulin, v'day luchulin mitkavin v'chohu. The other one is, he's Mvadai saying, I want to take this Kedusha, place it onto the Chulin, and now this animal becomes Chulin. He's doing it Derech Pidyon. Yado Achol, his hand is on the Chulin one, on the one that is Chulin, then Kodesh Abba. Then he's really trying to make it Tmura, and we know by Balmum, you can't have Tmura. Whereas by Berek Abayit, there is no such thing as Tmura, by Balmum, there is Tmura. We say Rabba Tov Tovira. That means that you can make it Tmura out of a Balmum. So how do I know by Balmum whether the Tachat means pidyon, or the tachat means tmura. Depends which one he has his hand on. If he has his hand on the kodesh, then it's pidyon. If he has his hand on the chulin, then it's tmura. This goes back to when we did the introduction to tmura, that we quoted over there of Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, that is explanation of what is the difference between tmura and pidyon. How do you understand the difference? They're both an exchange. How do you understand which is which? Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch over there says, it depends on your focus. If your focus is on the hekdesh, then it's pidyon. If your focus is on the new animal, then it's tmura. And he explained why. He says that a person misunderstands the whole concept of hekdesh if he thinks he can just move hekdesh wherever he wants. We know, and this is like the Ramban, Ala Torah, in the beginning of Vayikra, that a korban, when a person brings a korban, it's as if he is bringing himself, he has to look as if this is himself going on the mizbeach. This animal is in place, it's a tmura of him going on the mizbeach. For a person then to willy-nilly thinks he can move it from this animal to that animal to this animal, he's missing the whole point. Because then he thinks that it's just a monetary issue. It's just an issue. Where's the Kedusha? I can move the Kedusha around. Not understanding the gravity or the importance of this animal being him. It's literally as if he's going on the Mizbeach. You can't move that around where you like. And therefore, if he comes to the whole animal and says, Zu tachat zu, it's clear that he thinks that this is just a monetary exchange, this Kedusha can be moved around, and that's why it's called Tmura, that's why he gets punished, he gets Malkot for it, and that's why both of them are Kodesh. On the other hand, if he focuses on the animal that is Kadosh, an animal that's Kadosh, he says, I want to move this Kedusha onto the other animal, the fact that he focuses on the Kedusha means that he understands that the focus here is on the Kedusha of the animal. The Kedusha of the animal is what's important over here. It's not the animal itself, it's not the item, that the object on which this Kedusha is called, the monetary object, it's the Kedusha that's important. And when he focuses on Kedusha, then moving the Kedusha over, he's effective at creating pidyon. That's pidyon because he's focused on the Kedusha, not on the animal. And that's the distinction that he drew in terms of the difference between tmura and pidyon, and you see that very clearly over here in the Gemara. If you say the statement while you're holding the Kedusha one, then you focus on Kadosh and the Kedusha, then we know that you understand the importance of the Kedusha, and that way you can do pidyon. Then if you have your hand on the chulin, we know that you just think that you just have to have an object here. You think like it's any other object, you just gotta move it around from money to money. So there, over there we say you're ineffective at doing pidyon, it becomes tmura, both of them kagadosh, and you get malkot. Okay, we'll stop over there.